Hey everybody, this is a new one, a new chapter. I haven't opened one in a while. It's about hang gliding. I went hang gliding. This is one thing that I thought to myself that I would never do, simply because I have actually no statistical basis for that decision other than, I guess, growing up in Brazil, and this is just my guess, I used to hear, in the late 70s and 80s, I used to hear a lot of accidents, especially in Rio. When you hang glide in Rio de Janeiro, what you do is you just jump off this cliff called Pedra da Gávea, right off, Rio de Janeiro's beautiful view, of course, but it's a cliff and it's quite high. So I think if things go wrong and if you're a beginner, I can see, fail accidents happening. There's no way you can recover probably. And I think maybe that's what I had in my mind. I also had this idea that the wings, right, the hang glider would kind of just fall apart. And there's nothing can be done really. So I always stayed away from it until... I had a chance, and it was completely by coincidence. I was actually on vacation with a family in Outer Banks, North Carolina, here in the U.S., to surf. Actually, it was a surfing vacation. But as a matter of fact, they have a school there that offers hang gliding. And I was wondering where they were going to do the hang gliding because it's on the beach, and if you're anything familiar, when you were familiar with Outer Banks, it's almost like a tiny, tiny, thin island that is flat, right? That's where the Wright brothers did the first flight. So it's flat. There are no mountains. There are no cliffs. There are no rocks. So I was wondering, okay, and I saw the outdoors about, learn to hang glide here. I'm like, how? Where? Right? It's a beach. So I checked it out. As it turns out that they have dunes. And those dunes are not very, obviously, they are not super high. But they are high enough to allow you to do a very short flight and to learn safely. And the best thing is, in my mind at least, and I believe that to be true, is, well, if I crash, if I fall, the altitude is not going to be an issue because I'm going to go 20 feet. That's, I think, the highest I did. Speeds are very much under control. And the best part is it's sand. It's a dune. It's very soft sand. So again, I'm not saying you wouldn't hurt. You would. But it's slightly better than jumping off a cliff in Rio de Janeiro, right? So that's what kind of inspired me to give it a try, finally. So again, my recommendation for those, and this is the whole purpose of my little podcast here, is to give you recommendations if you ever want to try that. Well, find a school, and find a school where you have some sort of a smooth, very low altitude ramps or dunes where you can actually do this safely. It is a blast. Once you take off, and it's not very difficult, I'll tell you. It's a lot easier than I thought. It's such a nice feeling. Right, you're flying. I think paragliding is, my personal opinion, is more interesting. There is a podcast I recorded about paragliding in the Alps, in the Swiss Alps, which was somewhat of an experience, of course. But different, right? Super high altitude, much longer flight. This one, it was just my first level instruction on hang gliding, so much lower altitudes, shorter flights. A lot of instruction and support from the instructors. But again, what a nice feeling. So again, quick recommendation, if you want to hang glide, there are places, and this is completely news to me. I did not know about this, so I'm happy to share it for those interested, that offer that lower altitude, smooth ramp for you to take off and land safely, comfortably, and for the instructors to provide you feedback while you are flying. And this is a key thing that I absolutely did not expect, right? I thought I was going to have somebody behind me on a tandem flight. Actually what happens is, because it's such a low altitude and the dunes will allow you, right? The ramp, they're not very steep, and allows them to run side by side. So the way that they ran the class, the first level sort of instruction, is I had two instructors, one on each side. They will help you take off, and they will help you even steer to some extent, right, the hang glider with some ropes on both sides. So that gives you extra confidence and control. But again, more importantly, they will provide you real feedback, right? You need to push it in because you're gonna increase your speed, or you need to flare, right, and push it out to the glider to actually reduce your speed. So you're gonna hear them talking to you real time as they see it. And you're not that high, so you can totally listen to them and actually act. So that was very, very helpful in terms of learning, in terms of feeling good and enjoying that moment. It's one of those things like learning a new word and you never heard before, and then you start seeing everywhere. Same thing for hang gliding. I never thought this was something possible. To have such a, schools in low altitude, very mild environments to start learning, but they're everywhere, right? The same school that is in Outer Banks, North Carolina, is also in New Hampshire. And I'm like, where in New Hampshire? Because there are some mountains in New Hampshire, Mount Washington. My other podcasts about it is in New Hampshire, and they have some pretty, high peaks there. No, they have the same setup, right? They have some higher mounts that you can jump off and take off, and you have the ramps. So it's amazing how now I'm finding those places that maybe I didn't know to look for before I actually saw that outdoor and decided to do some research. But that would be my advice. It's kind of sort of a hidden gem for me, and it opened a whole different new sport. I thought it was not going to be reachable because of my, early age, scare of hang gliding. That's totally gone now. I'm having fun looking for places now if they offer this, or maybe I'll just drive up to New Hampshire and go for my second lesson. And, I think it's about in 5 days worth of lessons, you can achieve what they call hang one. And hang one just allows you to, pretty much rent a glider and go have fun by yourself. So, that's another goal. Not very difficult to achieve. You just have to find 5 days and be close to one of those schools. So that's my tip for hang gliding. Again, I'm super happy. It was something that I thought it was completely, I'm not going to do it. But no, I was wrong. They're safe, comfortable options for you to learn how to do it, and then of course go a little higher. Why not? Hope you guys enjoyed this one. See you later. Bye.